Despite decades of campaigns for equality for women in the workplace, the latest official survey shows that far from improving, the gender pay gap in Australia is widening. And this applies to women across the education spectrum. The Workplace Gender Equality Agency has found that in the last year, the gap between male and female graduate salaries has more than doubled from $2,000 to $5,000. The agency found that the difference overall between men and women in full-time work is $266 a week. Tom Nightingale has our report.
The date changes every year, but in 2013, today is Equal Pay Day.
That's a symbolic day which represents the extra 64 days that a woman has to work in a year to equal that of what a man earns on average in that year.
Dr. Carla Harris is with the government's Workplace Gender Equality Agency, which tracks the gap in pay between women and men.
It's actually been steadily increasing since about 2004, from about 15% in 2004, and now we're looking at about 17.5% over the last year, which has remained steady.
At the moment, the average full-time wage for a woman is about 82.5 cents for every dollar earned by a man in a full-time job. Over 12 months, that works out to be nearly $14,000. Over a working career, unions estimate it at $1 million. The gap is bigger than it was up to 20 years ago. Late last year, research showed the gap in university graduate wages had gone from $2,000 to $5,000 in 1 year. Amanda Lynch chairs the Council of Small Business Australia.
The graduate figures show that it's actually often more difficult for women to actually get a graduate job, that they're actually, if they're especially concentrated in male-dominated areas, that they're facing it a more difficult entrance situation. So they will take what salary they're offered.
When it comes to the argument that it actually makes business sense to pay women the same amount as men because it means that you reduce your staff turnover, do you think that message actually is getting through to employers, or has that argument been rejected by employers, as evidenced by the gap itself?
It's very interesting because when you actually talk to employers, they often don't see it as a problem. They will say that they actually aren't treating their employees differently and that there's no gender bias. However, often the statistics tell a different story. So we believe that there is this unconscious gender pay gap that's happening, where employers are actually really not even aware of it.
From next year, some businesses will have to report wages paid to staff of each gender and any strategy to address the gender pay gap. Dr. Carla Harris from the Workplace Gender Equality Agency again.
Well, it will shed some light on the issue. So a lot of the time there's a lot of secrecy around who's being paid what and who's doing what and how there's certain biases that occur within HR and recruitment practices, and by organisations and businesses having to provide this information, it increases transparency, which will, as a result, increase accountability. And I think that will go a long way in hopefully generating a bit of change and making progress in this area.
What happens if there's a business that, for instance, just doesn't really want to have a strategy to close a pay gap, and they say, well, we pay our employees what we pay them, and we can't change that too much without risking our profitability?
One of the things that I think this legislation and new reporting requirements will bring is the fact that all of what workplaces are doing needs to be made available to employees. So an employee will very soon catch on to if an employer is saying, well, we're doing this, but in fact they're not, and holding their employers to account. And I think that that will also help those who aren't particularly interested in doing anything, because their employees will kick up a bit of a stink and hopefully make them.
The new reporting requirements will apply to all non-government businesses with 100 employees or more.
Tom Nightingale.